kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pag bumibili kayo ng mga bag sa Amiga, lahat ng mga kinikita ito bumabalik actually galing sa Pilipinas para magkaroon din ng tsansa ang ibang mga kababaihan na especially na walang trabaho para kumita sa sarili nila kahit na sa bahay lamang sila.
Ito ang tinig ni Marisa Gutierrez sa naging panayam ng SBS Arabic sa ginanap na FECA Conference 2024 o Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia Conference. Itinampok ni Marisa ang kanyang social enterprise business kung saan ibinida mga bag na handmade at hand-painted ng mga kababaihan sa Pilipinas.
Can you tell me a little bit about your participation in FECA 2024 and those beautiful bags we're seeing?
Well, itong mga bag na nakikita ninyo are actually handmade. So they're all made from the Pilipinas. Makabayan, so gawang-gawa siya sa mga tao, sa mga materyales na galing sa Pilipinas. So some of these mga abaka and galing ang iba sa pandan leaves. Okay, so karamihan ang gumagawa nito ay mga babae na nasa bahay lamang at walang ibang trabaho. So, ang Amiga, which is ang business ko, tinutulungan sila na magkaroon ng kita kahit nasa bahay para dagdag sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na gastos.
Isa lang si Marisa sa daan-daang individual na nakibahagi sa FECA Conference 2024 na ginanap sa Brisbane Exhibition Center sa Queensland noong 16 at 17 ng Oktubre. Tao nang isinasagawang nasabing conference sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia. At ngayong taon, ang tema ay Our Experiences, Our Future, na ipinapakita ang mga katatagan at mga hamong kinakaharap ng mga culturally and linguistically diverse communities sa kabuuan ng bansa. Dito nagkaroon ng iba't ibang keynote speakers at panel discussions na pinag-uusapan ang iba't ibang issue ng mga migrante, kabilang na dyan ang racism at iba pa. May mga hands-on experience din at networking opportunities, lalo na sa mga social enterprise, research, not-for-profit organizations at iba pa. Proud Pinoy ang Chief Executive Officer o CEO ng FECA na si Mary Ann Jeronimo. At sa naging panayam ng kasamahang Christina Magbohos na dumalo sa event, sinabi ni Mary Ann Jeronimo na masaya siya sa tagumpay ng conference. At malaki anyang papel ng mga Pinoy sa pagtataguyod ng multiculturalism sa Australia.
So, Ms. Mary Ann, what do you think is the contribution of Filipinos migrants to the wider Australian multicultural community?
Maraming salamat at nakita mo naman ang conference ay talagang napaka-successful. 700 delegado ang pumunta at nag-share ng kanilang mga experiences at ang kanilang mga aspiration kung paano natin gustong maging multicultural, totoong multicultural ang Australia. And Filipinos have a very huge role to play in that. If you look back on the ABS, census statistics, we know that we are one of the fifth highest number of migrants in Australia. And that is not something that we should, be complacent about, because Filipinos have been in Australia even in the hundreds of years ago, in the stories of people who have been doing pearl diving in the Northern Territories. We have that deeply rooted connection to country and to the whole nation of Australia, and we should, as a Filipino community, start stepping up, represent the community, have our voices heard, because that's the challenge. We should not just assimilate. We should embrace our being Filipinos and represent that in our communities, in our state, and in the whole of Australia. That's my challenge to all Filipinos.
Kwento ni Mary Ann Jeronimo, migrante din siya mula Singapore, kaya alam niya mga pinaghihirapan ng mga kapwa Pinoy na pinili ang Australia bilang tahanan.
Can you please tell us a bit more about your migrant story and maybe just a message to the future generations?
Yes, lumipat ako ng Australia noong 2019. And it was a very deliberate decision that was made over the course of maybe 5 years. I have been living in Singapore for 15 years before coming to Australia. But I know that Australia will give me a better future, will give my son a better future. And that is something that I work hard together with my colleagues in FECA, together with FECA members, and together with, you know, organizations at the community to make sure that all these dreams, all these aspirations happen, because we all came here to have a better future and to support families down, you know, at our respective homes, and to make them feel and also enjoy the fruits of our labor and all the freedoms that we get here in Australia. We should continuously uphold that. And my migrant story is, I think, nothing spectacular. I am just an ordinary migrant in this country. But in my heart of hearts, I feel that in this stage of my life, I should dedicate that into really helping Filipinos and other migrants transition and build better lives in Australia.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo mula sa panayam ni Christina Magbohos at ng SBS Arabic na isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.